You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Now I'm joined on the line by Clare Fine Gael Junior Minister Pat Breen. Minister Breen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Are you satisfied with how your government is handling this matter, in staying relatively entrenched in its position, not moving in terms of what the nurses are looking for, and now tens of thousands of nurses on picket lines this morning?
Well, Gavin, can I say, first of all, nobody wants any nurse out in the snow or the rain and the inclement conditions we have this morning, because in my own view, the nursing profession is very special. I mean, they're there to assist and care for people in their communities and in hospitals. And, you know, there is anger out there, and nurses do work hard, and I respect them and have to say that, you know, that the strike out there is having an impact. There's no doubt about that. Mm. And it is highly inconvenient.
You must be hearing in your office from people whose appointments are being rescheduled and long-awaited operations are being further delayed.
Yes, indeed. And as I said, it's affecting all sectors here. I think the one-day strike last week, Gavin, you know, I think there was over 13,000 outpatient appointments cancelled, 2,000 elective surgeries, and nearly 12,000 community and respite visits. And, I mean, today you have nearly 50,000 people affected, Thursday likewise. And
so how is the government trying to stop that?
People may be affected today on this, but I think you have to look at what's going to happen in the weeks ahead, the months ahead, and the, you know, the cumulative effect this will have out there. So that's why it's really important, I believe, that both parties sit down together in relation to this.
But the Labour Court has said there is no point in having talks at this stage, or at least as of last week, because your government is insisting that there not be discussions on improved pay. And even the statement last evening from Ministers Harris and Donoghue said the same thing. Does your government not have to give some ground to have those talks?
Well, can I say, first of all, this strike is going to be settled one way or the other. All strikes are settled in the end. The only way you can resolve the dispute, no matter how serious it is, and we have the state's industrial machinery there, both the WRC and the Labour Court. Obviously, the Labour Court is the final element in relation to any strike. They don't come in until the last minute. Mm. But I think it's really important, no matter what's between both sides at the moment, is that they sit down together, irrespective of whether pay is on the agenda or not, because you'll find...
But it's your government that's taking pay off the agenda.
The government are very anxious, Gavin, first of all, to deal with the issues. Let me say this first of all, and then I'll go on to the other issue. The government are, first of all, very anxious, and they're ready to sit down with the nurses' units and midwives here in relation to this strike. There are issues out there that the nurses have raised in relation to staff shortages, the high number of agency nurses out there, the future nursing skills, etc. We know that the Public Sector Pay Commission dealt with some of these issues, particularly in relation to the location and qualification allowances. That's dealt with. I know the Minister of Finance is putting into place measures to improve there. But you will find, and I know this myself because I have the WRC and the Labour Court under my remit as Minister, you will find that once both sides sit down together and understand each other, they need to understand each other. That's extremely important. The government need to understand the anger, the frustration, the difficulties, the recruitment problems, the retention, the shortage of nurses out there that the nurses have. And, of course, the INMO need also to understand the constraints in the government in relation to the Public Sector Stability Agreement, which they signed up to.
And where is the evidence that the government understands the nurses right now?
In relation to that, didn't sit down and proceed. And you will find that once they start talking, other issues will evolve over time, including the pay. But they must start off at some point, and I would appeal to both sides to sit down and talk in relation to this. Because in the end, as your previous speaker has said here, it's the patients, thousands of patients out there that are affected by this inconvenience.
So are you satisfied that Minister Harris and Minister Donoghue so far seem to be standing firm in terms of not putting pay on the table?
Well, I think, as I said, one has to understand the difficulties, the challenges that the government have in relation to pay increases. It's difficult. There's a three-year pay agreement out there, and you will find that if you start giving extra pay increases to one sector, you have another sector coming on board, and you know, with the various challenges, economic challenges we've out there. But that's not such to say that people sit down and talk. I'm sure there's common ground between them that will be found, and it's by sitting down and talking. All disputes, as I said, are settled. And, you know, I think Minister Harris, Mr. Dunne made statements yesterday, and I would urge everybody, the IMNO, to take up that offer and to sit down. The WRC are there. They're waiting, available to facilitate all parties. And, you know, you'll find, as I said, that other concerns that the IMO have will emerge as time as talks go on. But it's only by sitting down and talking and having meaningful talks that you can resolve any dispute.
Straight question. Should the nurses get a pay rise?
Look, if that's not up for me to decide that, there is an agreement signed up there. But there is an agreement signed up there in relation to the stability agreement, and I think that's important. You have to understand, as I said, and I'll say this again to you, where the government is coming from in relation to this. There are ways that this can be dealt with by sitting down and talking. As I said,
they shouldn't get a pay rise.
It's a very special profession. I respect exactly what they do. We know we've all been there, I suppose, from time to time, where they have assisted us at times of sickness and illness, and we respect very much what they do. But it's not up for me to say that, Gavin. This is where the mediation comes into place. This is where the WRC comes into place, where they can come up with, a solution or an agreement that delivers for the nurses, that delivers for midwives, at the same time respects the public service agreement.
I wanted to move on, and this morning we hear you in our news telling us that the 60-bed modular unit plant for University Hospital Limerick, due to open this coming winter, will be going ahead. Minister Harris announced as much. You told us that it was going ahead a few weeks ago on this programme. But why hasn't the Department of Health said as much still at this stage?
Yes, currently, let me say, the Department of Health are preparing and finalising the capital plan, which I hope will be published in the next week or so. And Minister Harris, as I said, and he gave me those assurances a few weeks ago in relation to this, because Minister Harris knows of the serious situation that's affecting patients in the A&E down in Limerick, the overcrowding. You saw yesterday you had 63 patients on trolleys, and that's something that's happening every day during this very, very busy season. And he understands the situation very much, that there's a bed capacity here, a bed issue here. And that's what this is a priority. Mr. Harris came down in November last. He announced that what was raised last week or a few weeks ago in relation to the problems that the Children's Hospital might affect it. I contacted Minister Harris on this, and he reassured me this was a priority project, similar to
You get told this behind closed doors and in corridors, and I don't doubt it, and I don't mean that to cast doubt on what you're saying to us this morning, but what I'm asking is, why is it not then uttered in the Dáil when it is raised by other TDs? Why did the HSE send a letter last week to Alan Kelly on the 1st of February to say that the plan was still being drawn up at this stage? Why can't they say, yes, the plan is being drawn up, but Limerick will be included?
Because, first of all, I suppose I'm a government minister. I have close contact with Minister Harris. I've been able to work closely with him in many issues. Continuously raise the overcrowding situation at A&E. And as I said to you at the start of the interview, we are finalising the capital plan, or the HSE are finalising the capital plan at the moment. And as Minister Harris said to me yesterday, the construction of the modular beds in Limerick is a priority. Plan permission is out there. And this has not changed. It is shovel ready. And, Mr. Harris said, this was his final words yesterday, the finalising the capital plan and funding for this project will be provided for this project to progress.
That hasn't answered my question. Why is that not being said publicly?
Because the capital plan hasn't been finalised yet. You asked me a question.
I appreciate that. But my point is, but until this is said publicly and put out there, there's still going to be questions about it. And I know you're trying to allay them, and I completely understand that. And I'm not saying this to doubt you, but why are we hearing one thing from you and another thing from the arms of the government?
Well, you're not really. I mean, at no stage did the government say that this project was delayed.
At no stage in recent weeks had they said it's going ahead.
Delayed along the line, and some projects will be affected. But I think, Gavin, you have to listen to what the Taoiseach said on Sunday, listen to what Minister Harris said yesterday evening. No project, a capital project, will be cancelled here as a result of the overrun in the Children's Hospital. Some projects will be delayed weeks, some projects will be delayed months. But because of increased capital to the Department of Health, 700 million this year, that would increase next year, those projects will be able to commence as planned. Maybe some of them will be slightly delayed. But I mean, the project is going to make the modular beds. It's a priority because of the chaotic situation in the A&E, and that's a priority. Mr. Harris has assured me of this. And I'm sure that we'll have more positive news next week when the capital plan is announced by the Minister.
But you can tell us this morning it's going to go ahead, it's going to be included, and that it won't be delayed?
All I can tell you is the information I have had and the talks that I had with Mr. Harris in relation to this, the priority, it'll be part of the capital plan next week, and funding will be provided for sale.
Will it be open next winter?
And I spoke to Colette Cowan yesterday in Limerick in relation to this. She told me the project is shovel ready and ready to start. Obviously, there'll be issues, I suppose, like any planning, getting a contractor on the site. But as soon as the funding is available, it'll commence. And as Mr. Harris said, it'll be in the capital plan.
Will it open next winter?
Well, look, that depends on the progress that can be made in relation to it. Obviously, you can see for yourself the modular beds that are modular rooms that we have at the General Hospital in us. They were put up fairly quickly, and I can't really comment in relation to the progress of a contractor in there, but I'm sure that it'll be a priority both for the contractor and for the HSE to alleviate the ongoing issues that you have at the A&E.
But you'll accept that if it is delayed, the people will be very angry, considering the funding was announced in November and here we are in February, or the plans to fund it were announced in November and here we are in February still waiting for the official go-ahead. There could be building work underway already.
Mr. Harris has said to me it's a priority, it hasn't changed, and that funding will be provided for this important progress. So I'm of the opinion that this will be in the capital plan next week, and that the funding will be provided as soon as possible, because it is a priority and because of the chaotic situation in the A&E.
Minister Breen, thanks for joining us this morning. Junior Minister Pat Breen there.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.